This episode was brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Everyone was all set for family vacation until the phrase break a leg became a little too literal at last week's kickball game. Trip cancellation benefits can help when life sidelines your plans. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Satsers, that's right, I love this American ride.
Howdy, folks. As you can tell, this is not my good friend Todd Starnes. You've got your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo, filling in for Mr. Starnes. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love my country, love my state, the United States of America, and the great state of Texas, where I'm broadcasting to you from today in the remote studios hooking up to the Todd Starnes Show. Lots to talk about in this program today, what's going on in Minnesota. I am eager to hear what you folks have to say about this, because there are some things going on that a lot of conservatives are going, huh? What? We're doing what? So that is very much on my mind. This, well, I guess what I'm going to classify, and not just me, a lot of people are classifying it as an insurrection or a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States by Democrats and by foreigners with this Signal chat controversy that is developing up in Minnesota. And, But I want to start here. First off, for those of you who don't know who I am, and there's plenty of you out there probably, it may ring a bell. I was on television, and now I got some more time on my hands, as it turns out lately. So now I'm able to visit with you guys here and fill in for Todd Starnes. You may have heard of me. If you want to see what the Chris Salcedo Show is all about, just go to ChrisSalcedo.com. You can find out all my social media hookups. They're all there. And also learn about the new book that just dropped before Christmas, The Rise of the Liberty-Loving Latino, A New American Revolution, if I can give a shameless plug. Because it's going to, I think what I detail in this book not only is about the political revolution, the greatest political revolution to happen in this country since the formation of the Republican Party. It's not just that. It's how we maintain it. And I think that maybe some Republicans, some of your favorite Republicans out there, maybe some of your not so favorite Republicans out there, ought to have a read of this book, because it also details how we maintain the America First Coalition, how we maintain this march forward. And the good news is, as the title suggests, the rise of the liberty-loving Latino means that millions of Americans who want to preserve this last best hope of mankind on planet Earth. You just got a whole bunch of help. Just got a whole millions of liberty-loving Latinos crossed over in record numbers for President Trump. So just something to bear in mind if you're looking for a audiobook version is available, or if you love the tactile sensation of a book flipping the pages, then you can also order it that way. Just go to Amazon and pick it up. Telephone number here is 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. 5926. We'll be talking extensively about what's happening in Minnesota and what your opinion of what's happening in Minnesota is, and what President Trump and the administration is doing to respond to what's going on up there. But I do, because we're going to touch base on what's happening with this weather. Touching base with somebody that's based in Mississippi, because this weather, this cold freeze, and I'm in Texas, the entire state of Texas frozen solid right now, starting to thaw out a little bit on the Gulf Coast, but it was a humdinger. It's not as bad as it was back in 2021 and the snowmageddon that impacted Texas, killing 250 people. But it's wreaking havoc over a broader swath of our country. What I heard, well, initially coming into the storm, it was 100 million Americans that were under the gun. Now I'm hearing, after it hit and they saw the scope, 200 million Americans impacted in some form or fashion because of the weather system that moved in. This, well, it's not a nor'easter. What do they call it? The polar vortex? Polar vortex. Yes, the religion of man-made global warming at its finest, folks, the Democrats. The Democrats' religion of man-made global warming freezing us solid. So bottom of the hour, we'll have a discussion about that. And by the way, I was just talking with Helen before we got on the air. For Christmas, I got a Ring doorbell. My children gave me the Ring doorbell, which I've been meaning to get. First off, the doorbell that I had kind of a hit and miss kind of thing. I mean, if Amazon came to the door or somebody was making a delivery or they just wanted to get my attention, right? It was hit or miss whether or not the doorbell would work. So I was jonesing to replace it anyway. So I got the Ring doorbell and I sat out there and boy, I have a brick facade on my house. So I'm sitting out there. I had to bum, because I didn't have one, a drill bit that drills into concrete. And man alive, you'd think the drill bit made for concrete would have just gone in, out. No. That's not how it works. I actually had bruises on my chest because I was having to lean in so much because of the positioning of the doorbell just to get it installed to make, you know, room for the screws, had to drill into some concrete, and it was painful. Each hole, and I had to drill four of these things, each hole took me about 10 minutes to drill. So it was quite an endeavor. I was my time off over vacation, and, you know, I was manly men doing manly things. I wanted to do this and get it done. So I installed the Ring doorbell. And it works fine, and I had to buy a supplemental ring doorbell because it didn't interface with the current doorbell I had. So, and these are cool. If you have not heard of these, you can actually buy a tone, and you can program the tone. And I begged and pleaded with Mrs. Salcedo, please let me program the new doorbell that when you ring it, it causes a whole bunch of dogs to bark inside. You know, the sound effect of a whole bunch of dogs to bark. You know, ding dong, instead of hearing ding dong, you hear roar, 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 roar. I desperately wanted that, but I was overruled by Mrs. Salcedo. So we went with a conventional ding dong, ding dong. So I installed the dang doorbell and I have the app. And then all of a sudden I start getting messages from everybody else around me that has the Ring doorbell. And it's stuff like, hey, I found this critter. I found this pooch. I found this cat. Does it belong to anybody? I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's neighborly. I can get behind that. Then all of a sudden it started getting into, hey, did you hear that gun? Was that a gunshot? I don't know. Does anybody know where a good dentist is? And it's all this just arbitrary stuff come across my phone. I'm a media guy, so I pay attention to everything that comes across my phone because you never know who could be Todd Starnes saying, hey, man, you want to fill in on the radio show, right? So every single one of these things comes across my Ring doorbell app. And then the storm hits. And folks, just when you think I was, okay, maybe we're on the right track in this country. My faith in humanity and my countrymen is restored. Then all of a sudden, I started getting these messages on the Ring doorbell. The storm hits, folks. It's the temperature's dropping like a rock, and the roadways are getting slushy, and they're getting icy, and nobody wants to go out. And people are saying, are any restaurants open? And I'm like, what? I mean, but my household, we're stocking up, you know, a couple of days before the storm hit. We stocked up on some essentials and we've got a fairly decent sized pantry. It's not the best in the world, but a fairly decent sized pantry. And, you know, we got the top ramen and for, you know, something that you want to do instantaneously. We got some of the roasts and stuff we froze. I've been getting into the Traeger grill a lot lately. Did my first whole chicken on the Traeger, and it came out great. So now everything that I can possibly put on the Traeger, I'm putting on the Traeger, right? It's not just for smoking a brisket anymore. So the messages start flowing in, and people are like giving each other SOS messages. Where is there an open restaurant? Somebody comes in and says, hey, the Domino's Pizza on the corner of blankety blank and blankety blank, it's open. Oh, and the clouds parted and the ray of sunshine came down and people, it was like they were saying, oh, we found the promised land to have a Domino's Pizza open during the height of the storm. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm saying to Mrs. Salcedo, why don't people just cook? Right? I was talking to Helen. She said she put some roast in the crock pot. Yeah. You just put some roast in the crock pot. We got a pressure cooker for Christmas too. My mom got my wife a pressure cooker. You ever cook with one of these things? You can put full on frozen stuff in. You just dial it up, and about 20 minutes later, fully cooked, juicy, beautiful. My mom scared me to death when we were kids, because we had one of those old fashioned ones, you know, the little, like, kind of like a, for lack of a better description, a sprinkler on top. It goes, right? Then that's just the steam being the release valve for the steam. And my mom warned us, that thing's like a bomb. You mess with that, it could explode in your face. And so my sister and I, deathly afraid all of our lives of the pressure cooker. Boy, what came out of it was really good. It was really yummy. But, have we had enough of recipes with Salcedo? Okay. So at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be checking in, talking about the weather hitting deep south. I mean, wicked ice impacting a lot of people, power outages all over the place. We're talking about tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands across all of the states impacted, of people still without power. Here in Texas, we had about 20,000 people at the height of the storm. So we'll get an update on that and what's going on with the cold temperatures. This Arctic blast, of course, remember, folks, the example of man-made global warming, the left's religion, hitting us full force. And then we're going to get into what's happening in Minnesota. President Trump making a change, some saying pulling out, going soft on what's happening in Minnesota. It all, I guess it depends on how you interpret what's happening there, plus this signal gate conspiracy and controversy. So it's all coming up in a jam-packed Todd Starnes show with me, your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo. Be right back.
Every so often, a film comes along that challenges us to look closer at what's happening in our own backyard. Sexploited is that film, a gripping new four-part docuseries that uncovers the reality of sexual exploitation happening in every community in America. You will hear from survivors, law enforcement, and advocates who are fighting to expose and end this modern-day slavery. It's not easy to watch, but it's something every American needs to see. You can stream Sexploited right now or purchase the DVD by visiting sexploitedfilm.com or salemnow.com. That's sexploitedfilm.com or salemnow.com. Watch it, share it, and stand with those working to bring freedom and justice to the exploited.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Chris Salcedo, your liberty-loving Latino, sitting in right now. I really want to caution everybody. I am a conservative. I'm not a Republican. I haven't been a Republican in a long time, so I'm going to call balls and strikes. For those of you not used to my frankness, I just want to forewarn everybody. By the way, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Brad White, Mississippi Department of Transportation. He's the executive director there. We'll talk to him about what's going on with the emergency response. A lot of our fellow countrymen, including we here in Texas, under the gun from this massive blob of cold air that dropped a lot of ice and mixed precipitation all over the place, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So we'll get an update of the lay of the land and look at the forecast too, because my understanding is this blob of cold air not going anywhere. I want to read something to you. In the meantime, this is President Trump yesterday. And I don't mind telling you, I had a bit of unease when I read this. This is President Trump on Truth Social. Governor Tim AWOLS called me with the request to work together with respect to Minnesota. Of course, he didn't use AWOLS, folks. That's my pet name for the communist sympathizer who is the governor of Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz, vice the president, called me with the request to work together with respect to Minnesota. It was a very good call, and we actually seemed to be on a similar wavelength. I told Governor Walz that I would have Tom Homan call him, and that we are looking for, what we are looking for are any and all criminals that they have in their possession. The governor very respectfully understood that, and I will be speaking to him in the near future. He was happy that Tom Homan was going to Minnesota, and so am I. We have had such tremendous success in Washington, D.C., Memphis, Tennessee and New Orleans, Louisiana, and virtually every other place that we have touched. And even in Minnesota, crime is way down, but both Governor Waltz and I want to make it better. President Donald J. Trump. Now, look, my first reaction was, can you trust Governor Tim Walz? And the answer is no. He's a leftist. You can't trust him. Leftists lie. It's Salcedo Show axiom number 5, folks. Leftists lie. They always lie. So that was a bit of my angst right off the bat. Then when I found out that Tom Homan wasn't just coming in to add support to the operation already underway in Minnesota, that Tom Homan was coming in and forces were being drawn down. Bovino was being sent out. Some members of the Border Patrol, some members of the of ICE being pulled out of Minnesota. It seemed to be an acquiescence to the editorial pages of the New York Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and others who are saying, hey, it's time for a reset here. And, of course, those calls for a reset are in reaction to the aftermath of the most recent shooting, which was some in the Department of Homeland Security a little overzealous in their interpretation of the moron, and let's call him a moron, who showed up to an ICE operation / Border Patrol operation armed, which is not against the law in and of itself. The problem is when you decide, hey, I'm going to show up armed and I'm going to get into physical confrontation and try to stop federal agents from doing their duty. That's when it becomes a problem. In possession of a firearm and commission of a felony, that's an extra special kind of felony, isn't it, folks? At least that's what the law says. But the inartful, I guess we could be charitable, inartful reaction from DHS spokespeople in the wake of that has all of these center, maybe it's too charitable saying they're center right. We'll just call them center publications and center left, like the New York Times, not even center left, extreme left on the New York Times, to have them call for a quote unquote reset, right? And it seems that the president is doing just that, a reset. And I don't know that sends the right message, in particular to somebody like me or liberty-loving Latino. I voted for this. I've got some sound bites, which I'll play for you a little bit later on, that buttress the fact the majority of the United States, the majority of our people here in this country, as a matter of fact, I could play a little bit of this right now. This is CNN. And have a listen to what the polling says.
Yeah, sometimes I like blunt questions because they sort of get at the underlying feelings that people have. So this is about as blunt a question as you can get. Deport all immigrants here illegally. I will note the ABC News poll asked about undocumented immigrants. Mm-hmm. So we have slightly different questions, but these were all taken within the last month. And there's real uniformity here. That's
yeah, real uniformity. By the way, folks, can we stop deport immigrants who are here illegally? We call them illegal aliens. That's the legal term of art. It's in our statutes. Please stop with the politically correct BS. First off, if you believe in economy of words and economy of syllables, you could just say illegal aliens. You don't have to say immigrants who are here illegally. Stupid. Come on, stop it. But listen to this. Now, actually, you know what? Before I'm going to pick this up on the other side of our interview when we check in with Mississippi to see how they're faring against the weather. But let me just give you these numbers. New York Times, 55%. Marquette, 64%. That's the highest and lowest. That's where Americans are. They want all illegal aliens out of here. You know what I call those numbers, folks? A voting majority. Republicans in the administration would do well to note that. Chris Salcedo in for Todd Starnes. Back in two shakes. Don't go anywhere.
Folks, if you're looking for a romantic comedy that's actually funny, uplifting, and safe to enjoy with your family, well, this is it. Angel Studios has done something special with Solo Mio, a film that proves Hollywood can still tell a great love story without crudeness or compromise. The movie's set in beautiful Italy, stunning scenery that feels like a breath of fresh air. Kevin James delivers big laughs and real heart, and Jonathan Romy brings a surprising and delightful performance that audiences are going to love. In a world filled with nonstop bad news, it's refreshing to sit down and watch a movie that leaves you smiling. This is wholesome entertainment you can feel good about supporting. So right now, when you become a premium member of the Angel Guild, you'll receive two free tickets to see Solo Mio in theaters on February 6th. Grab your spouse, your sweetheart, or your family and let's support stories that celebrate humor, hope, and love. Visit angel.com/starns.com today.
Glad you made it back, everybody, to the Todd Starnes Show. It's Chris Salcedo filling in today for Todd, who is out. I think I'm in tomorrow as well. Todd's got to see that guy about that thing. And, well, you know, it's quite urgent when that guy needs to know about that thing. So let's continue on. The business of the country moves on. And right now, a lot of our country is frozen solid and at a standstill. Let me bring on Brad White. He is Mississippi Department of Transportation's Executive Director. Mr. White, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
The pleasure's all mine, sir. And what you guys are going through in Mississippi, we too are going through in Texas and other parts of the country. Lots of ice, lots of chilly temperatures that the folks in the South just aren't accustomed to getting all the time. Tell me what the current situation is.
That's right. Well, in our Delta area, as well as North Mississippi, we've got where the swath of the storm came through Mississippi. We've got about 15,000 miles of state-maintained highways, over 3,000 bridges that were impacted in that area. Our biggest problem that we're facing is ice. Ice is something you can't plow the way you do snow. It compacts and gets into the aggregate of the roadway, so our best friend in treating that is Mother Nature. As you mentioned, it's not normal for Mississippi to have below-freezing temperatures for a duration of 72 hours or more, and that's complicated things. Today will be the first day we've had since a storm came through where temperatures will get above freezing in areas, so we're hopeful that that'll be a big help. Other than that, you know, just the weight of the ice on trees and limbs and power lines have complicated things. We've got a lot of trees down in areas. Mississippi's a rural state across much of this impacted area. Where there are power lines entangled in the trees that have fallen, I mean, that slows our crews from being able to go through that because we've obviously our first priority is to keep our people safe. Yeah. But we've dispatched crews from the central and southern part of the state to North Mississippi to help support our maintenance forces up there. We've spent all of yesterday coordinating with power companies trying to figure out how we could work hand in glove to best tackle this one step at a time. And I do believe that we're going to have about a three-day window of really good weather or relatively good weather that will allow us to, by the end of the week, this should look a lot different.
Ice is a nightmare, and I'm not talking about the folks in uniform. I'm talking about
right.
Mother Nature's ice. The guys in uniform are pretty cool.
That's right.
But, yeah, the ice that's on, and I remember in Texas we had an ice storm, and driving down the freeway, it was like cobblestones. It was like you couldn't get above 10 miles, 15 miles an hour because it would just ruin your car. It was that compact. And
right.
I can imagine that's what you guys are dealing with in some form or fashion across the highways and byways of Mississippi. What is the current power outage there? How many customers still impacted?
The last count I heard was somewhere in the neighborhood of 140,000 that were without power. That's down
wow.
from, I mean, last night I was at the our Mississippi Emergency Management Agency's briefing with Governor Reeves, and that number was north of 150,000. So obviously they are making progress, but this was a pretty substantial storm. And because it affected just a little swath through the Delta and North Mississippi, if you drive just a few miles south into our capital city of Jackson or the Gulf Coast, I mean, you got pretty weather and no sign of ice or snow or anything anywhere. So it can give I don't know that there's a full appreciation across the state, maybe even the region, for how severe this got in the areas that got impacted. And as you said, you know, President Trump stepped in early and issued an emergency declaration that covered the region from Texas back up towards New England, and it was desperately needed.
Yeah, absolutely. The president has been very proactive. Actually, this dates back to his first administration, very proactive on emergencies that impact states, regardless of their political affiliation. Folks, we're having a conversation with the executive director of the Mississippi Department of Transportation, Brad White. Brad, how many people succumbed to the elements? A lot of people losing power. Maybe some people had a rough go of it, maybe stranded out there in the elements. Again, not used to it in your part of the country. How many people officially have passed away because of the storm?
The last count I heard was about three fatalities that were related to the storm. For an area like we're talking about, I'm thankful that the number is that low. Of course, any casualty is a tragedy. We have in this path a lot of universities, from Delta State University to Mississippi State University. Of course, our Ole Miss is right in the heart of Oxford, where was impacted greatly through this. You've got a lot of college students and others that have kind of been stranded in those areas without power. I know that Governor Reeves and our MEMA agency has set up warming stations throughout the region where local emergency management personnel can try to help those that need it to get to a spot where they can have food and some warmth until power is restored and the roadways are back open.
Yeah, we've got about, well, I heard estimates at the beginning of the storm, 100 million people impacted. It got as high as 200 million from my understanding. So the need is great. And normally your neighbors that would help out, whether it was with a hurricane or other type of natural disaster, your neighbors are equally impacted because it hits so many of us in this region.
Very good point.
My question to you is, if folks around the rest of the country, maybe out west, that weren't impacted by these types of severe weather happenings with severe cold, what is the most need? What organizations are you guys going through and asking for the general public, the country's help in donations and such?
Well, I'm not really in charge of that area, but I would direct them to the Emergency Management Agency of Mississippi. I think that they're coordinating with a lot of different charitable organizations that are doing that, some doing that on their own. I know that they would probably have a list of those that would be working on that. I can tell you from our standpoint of the Department of Transportation, we started planning for this as soon as we began hearing that it was a potential for a storm to come. So over a week ago, we began mobilizing personnel strategically around the state, making sure we had the equipment ready, making sure we had the right type of equipment, making sure we had the right materials. This was the largest pre-treating effort in our state agency's history. We put out over 200,000 gallons of brine, which is a material that's designed, and it's an ideal situation to help prevent freezing or to slow that effect in a lot of over the bridges and a lot of the roadways. We put over 1,000 tons of salt out in this area, and that's before we get into sand and other things that we've done. Just over the weekend along, our maintenance crews of about 485 individuals logged over 20,000 man hours, and now we're sending additional crews up from the other areas of the state that are no longer impacted by this. So I really believe if we can have some cooperation from Mother Nature and some time, that we've got a strong network of sister agencies and our friends in the private sector that are working together to meet the need, and we're pretty self-reliant, and I fully expect in the coming days that we'll see a lot of progress made.
Right, that's the nature of my last question. Aside from the lives being impacted, and of course the cost to the state to get everything up and moving again, there is commerce. Our roadways are very much delivery points for us to get, for example, Amazon. I was anticipating an Amazon package a couple of days ago. It's not here, and I can imagine a lot of people across this region are going through the same thing. Ballpark it. If you get the Mother Nature cooperation with everything that you have on standby, what are you thinking to get the roadways open about 2 or 3 days, 4 days? What do you guys estimate?
I feel like we'll make a lot of progress over the next 3 days, weather permitting, if it is cooperative. I am under no illusion that everything will be completely open and everything would be fixed by that same time frame. I mean, this was a very serious storm, so I would hate to put false expectations out. We do need to manage those expectations. Our biggest challenge here, though, is to try to encourage those that are in the affected area that if they don't need to travel, to stay home. One of the problems we're having that is impacting the commerce that you mentioned are people that want to get out, want to sightsee, want to try to get from point A to B when they don't have to get there, and they end up jackknifed or in a ditch, and when tow trucks have to be deployed, they're blocking maybe the only passable lane that we had on an interstate in that area, and that causes a lot of problems, which leads to people being impatient, which leads to them making other bad decisions on the roadway. So those that don't have to be out, we need them to stay in so that commerce and emergency vehicles can continue to get through.
Brad White, everybody. He's the executive director of the Mississippi Department of Transportation. Sir, appreciate the time, the expertise, and the update, and keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. Telephone number for the Todd Starnes Show, folks. Chris Salcedo, by the way, in case you're just tuning in, it's not your imagination. It is I, your liberty-loving Latino, filling in for Todd Starnes. And if you want to talk to me, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. On the other side of the break, you and I will start discussing in earnest the various aspects of what's happening in Minnesota. Some concerning moves being made in some people's minds. I want to know what your opinion is. Some people's minds from the administration appearing to pull back a little bit. But if you listen to Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, sounds like they're maintaining their firm insistence that the rule of law be adhered to. The Trump administration is anyway, not Republicans, but the America First Coalition. When we get back, we'll start addressing all of it and laying it out for you and getting your phone calls in on the Todd Starnes Show. All right, folks, Todd Starnes Show. It's Chris Salcedo sitting in, your liberty-loving Latino. Happy you've tuned into the program. I got to get to the phones before we start outlining everything in earnest. You've already heard President Trump. He said he had a great conversation with Governor Tim Awals. And you've got Tom Homan coming in. But instead of Tom Homan adding to the heft and clearing the streets of Minnesota of criminally illegal aliens, he's swapping out. Bovino is leaving. Some agents are leaving. And it's got many of us questioning what's really going on here. There's two ways to look at this. You could say that, well, we're standing down. The administration is listening to the editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal. Mistake. Listening to the editorial pages of the New York Times. Definitely a mistake. Or President Trump is saying, well, in response to all of your lawlessness, I have two choices. I can either pull back and get some cooperation from you, Tim Awals and Governor Mayor Fry, or I can double the presence that we have in the federal government. I can surge even more federal agents into Minnesota. Listen to what Caroline Leavitt was saying just yesterday.
Number one, Governor Waltz, Mayor Fry, and all Democrat leaders should turn over all criminal illegal aliens currently incarcerated in their prisons and jails to federal authorities, along with any illegal aliens with active warrants or known criminal histories, for immediate deportation. Number two, state and local law enforcement must agree to turn over all illegal aliens who are arrested by local police. And then thirdly, local police must assist federal law enforcement in apprehending and detaining illegal aliens who are wanted for crimes, especially violent crimes. If Governor Waltz and Mayor Fry implement these common sense cooperative measures that I will add have already been implemented in nearly every single other state across the country, Customs and Border Patrol will not be needed to support ICE on the ground in Minnesota.
In other words, if you had Democrats who believed in the law, you wouldn't need to have the federal government come into the various left-wing states and municipalities, these sanctuary jurisdictions or states. So that's what she's saying, and it sounds like they're holding firm on that criteria. Let me get out of the phones. We go to Clear Lake City, Texas, on Patriot Talk 920 AM, and Mike is calling in. Hey, Mike, what do you say?
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my call. Say,
yes, sir.
Unfortunately, I have an extra hour in the afternoon now that your show's off. I had you, Carl Higbee, and Rob Schmidt on record, so now I got to find somebody else to replace you.
But, that's very kind of you to say, man. But we're still here. We're still around. You can hear the Chris Salcedo show, see the Chris Salcedo show. So what's on your mind, man?
Well, I needed to ask you, is there do you have a trusted source for the primaries as far as voting for constitutional conservatives and not rhinos? There's so many Republicans running in so many different races. I don't know who to vote for.
Well, yes. The answer is yes, and it's you. And the good news is you only have four people you have to pay attention to. You know, your representative, your representative to Congress, your state rep to your legislature, your senator to your legislature, and you have a senator that goes from your state to the, in our case, in the state of Texas, you've got the fake Republican by the name of John Cornyn. So really only four people you need to know. Of course, the AG's race going on and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you know your district better than anybody else. The people running statewide, the people running for national offices, you're going to be able to soak that all in. From reporting on, you know, the Todd Starnes show, from the Chris Salcedo show, from everybody else out there. But your particular district, you should be the expert on your particular district. That's how you make sure that those who you're sending to government represent you.
Well, I'm there as far as the state and national races are concerned, but what about like Republican Party chair or my precinct 2 commissioner? In races like that's
you just made my point. Your precinct, that's your neighborhood. That's your neighbors. That's your area. Everything else, you know, pretty much could be handled. You've got to show up to these places. You've got to hold their feet to the fire, and you got to know who these people are, what their policies are, what their track record is, and there are very few races that impact you directly in your hometown that you really have to keep track of. So that's what I urge all Americans to do. I know, Mike, I hear the frustration. You're frustrated that even though you vote the right way, things are still not getting done to your satisfaction. I understand that. And it seems to me... Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was going to say, what concerns me most is, like, say the Attorney General's race. The Senate race with Cornyn, Paxton, and Hunt. I mean, Paxton threw his hat in the ring so early on, and then Hunt throws his in so late in the game. I don't know. I get the impression Hunt's in bed with the establishment. I'm afraid that he's going to take votes away from Paxton, and we're going to get stuck with Cornyn again.
That's not what's happening. I can tell you the polling is showing just the opposite, that individuals, Ken Paxton in every single poll is running away with that race for Senate in the state of Texas for the primary. What's happening is Wesley Hunt, for those who don't think that Ken Paxton is their cup of tea, people are going to Wesley Hunt as the quote-unquote establishment person who is seasoned inside of government already. That's who they're defaulting to. Nobody other than people who want to keep the same pro-Democrat status quo. Nobody is going for John Cornyn. Only fake Republicans who want to keep the status quo going is voting for John Cornyn. So thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call from my home state of Texas. Folks, I told you I would continue on with the concerns that I have over what's happening with the administration and what is being perceived in some corners as either pulling out or acquiescing to left-wing extremism, the violence being unleashed against ICE, against the rule of law by leftists. New reporting coming out, new poll, it was just put up online, brand spanking new. Those supporting mass deportations, 52%, those opposed, 42%. You know what I call that, folks? A win for mass deportation. See you next hour.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, folks, welcome to Hour 2. Todd Starnes Show. You got me, your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo, sitting in. Telephone number for us, 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. Check out everything if you want to follow me and figure out what I've been up to. As I referenced in the first hour, I have some time on my hands, more time these days. So go to chrissalcedo.com, chrissalcedo.com. chrissalcedo.com has all of our social media hookups on there, from Truth Social, which is our big monster social media platform, to X, which is up and coming. You know, we got off X when it was Twitter 1.0, Communist Twitter 1.0, and we came back when Elon Musk restored freedom on that platform. So kind of started from scratch, but because of our recent efforts, have been building back a presence on there as well. So those are our two big ones. You can find all of our social media hookups, again, chrissalcedo.com. Got some calls waiting, and I'm just going to beg your indulgence, folks. I got to lay out the rest of, I'm going to get to calls this hour, I promise. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be welcoming in at Amuse on the aforementioned X. He is one of the biggest conservative influencers out there, and he is writing extensively about one of these elements I'm about ready to go over with you. So those of you on hold, hang tough. I'm going to get your calls in right quick. Let's start off here. We talked about in the first hour how the polling suggests, I gave you one example, polling suggests that Americans still, the majority of Americans still want illegal aliens out of our country. So the perception, and I want to say it could still be perception, that the Trump administration, because it's an election year and they're listening to people that are saying the beloved independents might be getting nervous. The independents are, they don't like what they're seeing. The optics, the reality is aside, but it's the optics. And my question to those in the administration who are making this case, and to maybe President Trump's team who may be listening to these people saying it's time for a reset. We need to reset what? Enforcing the law, right? Reset this. Here is a left-wing reporter along the lines of those who are begging for a reset in Minnesota. Listen to his question.
People in Minnesota want to know when this surge will end. Has there been a date set? Is there a certain number of people you want to apprehend?
Not illegal aliens, folks, just people, according to this fake news reporter. Are there a certain number of people? So is there a certain number of compliance with the law you'll get to before you'll go away and stop enforcing the law? That's what this fake journalist wanted to know.
Before you decide to ease the surge,
we continue to apprehend dozens, if not hundreds, of these criminal illegal aliens a day. We're going to continue conducting that mission. We're not going to put a date or a timeline to stop This mission's ongoing until there are no more of those criminal illegal aliens roaming the streets of Minneapolis.
Is there a number, though? You have to have a file.
There is a number, and it's called all of them.
Yes, that's the number, all of them. Asked and answered a different way, how much illegality are you willing to tolerate? The answer is zero. In a nation of laws, we cannot have, well, you know, we're just going to expect that because Democrats are butthurt, because Democrats need to have a whole bunch of illegal aliens in this country, that we're just going to look the other way. What did I say when I was on television? What have I been saying in the Chris Salcedo Show about the big, beautiful bill? Lots of good stuff in it, right? But let's not put too fine a point on this, folks. The Republican Party voted to fully fund all of the corruption and all of the fraud that we are now uncovering in places like Minnesota, in places like New York, in places like California, places like Illinois. The Republicans said with a straight face to their own voters, yes, the price for the good stuff that Trump wanted in the big, beautiful bill, the price is you must fully fund all the Democrats' fraud. To which I say, no, no, you must accept, you know, a certain amount of breaking the law for the Democrats' sake. The answer is no. I don't and will not accept that. CNN says we shouldn't have to, because guess what? People who consider themselves to be Americans, real Americans, they don't want lawbreakers in our country.
Yeah, sometimes I like blunt questions because they sort of get at the underlying feelings that people have. So this is about as blunt a question as you can get. Deport all immigrants here illegally. I will note the ABC News poll asked
illegal aliens, please.
Immigrants. So we have slightly different questions, but these were all taken within the last month. And there's real uniformity here. That's what I really think you see. You see real uniformity. Deport all immigrants who are here illegally. 55% of the New York Times. Marquette, 64%. CBS News, 57%. ABC News with a slightly different question, 56%. So what you're seeing essentially here is very clear indication that a majority of Americans, in fact, when they're asked this blunt question, which I believe gets at the underlying feelings, do in fact want to deport all immigrants who are here illegally.
Yeah, all illegal aliens. So do all of those folks who are in President Trump's ear saying, oh no, we're going to lose the midterms because of the bad optics created by Democrats, might I add. All of it's created by Democrats. So we must cave into it and create good optics and bright optics. The American people, at the worst case scenario, folks, 55% in the New York Times poll, and consider the New York Times audience, right? 55% say they want all illegal aliens out of here. 55%. Trump is just going after the individuals who diddle children, the rapists, the murderers. Trump's just going after those individuals who have multiple deportation orders that have spanned decades. Some of them decades, folks. They've been ordered removed from this country, and we just don't do it. Why? Because we got to keep the Democrats happy. It would be bad optics. Seriously? Seriously. To which I say, not only no, but hell no. So you've got a majority of the country. I will point out, 55% from the New York Times to all of those advising the president. You know what they call that? A win for those who stand on the side of the rule of law and the Constitution. Marquette reflects nearly two-thirds of the country saying, I want all illegal aliens out of this country. Boom. What do you call that? An electoral win. So that's why I'm a little suspect and a little worried that in an election, in a midterm election, which is a base election, all midterms are base elections, it seems the Republican Party is hell-bent on making sure its base is dispirited and doesn't show up as they sit on their collective rear ends in Congress and don't act to codify any of this America First agenda into law. And President Trump, who's had a good conversation with Tim Awals, a communist sympathizer, and the leftist mayor of Minnesota, Mayor Fry. It just doesn't feel right. And if you get the vaunted independence, folks, how much good is that going to do you if you alienate your conservative base? There's another element to all of this. And it has to do with, how many of you know what Signal Chat is? Signal Chat is an encrypted app that allows up to 1,000 people to share things confidentially among themselves. A Signal Chat was started by individuals who are anti-American, leftist kooks, freaks, and nuts. It was started with the expressed purpose of stopping the U.S. government from enforcing U.S. immigration law. That's why it was formed, right? They're colluding against the government of the United States. Data Republican, that's at Data Republican on X, has uncovered, according to the reporting, has uncovered just what kind of people are on this Signal Chat. Again, it committed to an insurgency against the government of the United States of America. Put another way, a conspiracy against the federal government of the United States. Breaking. Signalgate donors list available for download. Who is included? Politicians. Gee, I wonder which political party those politicians belong to. Foreign leadership. Leadership in foreign countries, folks, colluding on this signal chat, this secure signal chat. They have been confirmed, according to Data Republican. Now, what kind of people are we talking about? Well, according to AF Post Online, the Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan has reportedly been linked to the massive signal chat that has been tracking, harassing, and collecting the plates of potential ICE vehicles. Again, with the expressed intent of stopping the federal government from enforcing U.S. law. A suborning of the government of the United States. At 0 hour, the number 0 hour one on X puts up a picture of a woman who was allegedly a Reuters reporter. Now, I've been able to independently verify. Trust me, as much as I'm around media, I don't know all of them, right? This young lady who has been identified by at 0 hour one is allegedly a Reuters reporter. She is allegedly implicated for being on this encrypted signal chat. Again, the signal chat that was founded to basically undermine the government of the United States of America and prevent it from enforcing U.S. law, which is an insurrection by any other definition. Is it not? And my question to maybe the press secretary, isn't that problematic if you have a journalistic operation? And to my knowledge, Reuters has not been writing about this signal chat. Gateway Pundit is writing about it. A lot of other conservative individuals are writing about it. But this individual, it appears on the surface, and we don't know this for sure. There's going to be an investigation. I'll get to that too. But it appears that the reporters on this signal chat are pulling a Don Lemon, coordinating with this. We're hearing individuals that are on this signal chat are now fleeing the United States because they've been caught and they know of the crime of which they're guilty. So folks, I want you just to keep this in mind. I'm going to get into this in greater detail after I get some of your phone calls in. A guy by the name of at Amuse is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and he's written extensively on this. He'll add more. The call-in number here, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926, puts you in touch with your liberty-loving Latino, filling in for the one, the only, Todd Starnes. Be right back. Welcome back, kids. You got the Chris Salcedo, host of the Todd Starnes Show, your liberty-loving Latino filling in. 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926, that's the phone number. We go to North Carolina, WSIC, and Charles is hanging on. Hey, Charles, what do you say?
Hey, Chris. Hey, good to talk to you, and I will start following you on Twitter. Chris. I think that Trump needs to change his whole messaging right now. I think they're attacking this problem with illegal aliens piecemeal, and it's not working. What I think he should do, and you give me your opinion after I tell you, is I think he should go before a nationally televised address or a joint session of Congress and once again lay out exactly how all this illegal immigration originated and how the Biden administration carefully orchestrated it with the intent of changing the electoral map. He needs to go back and show the images of the border being overrun with these illegal invaders, the death, the drugs, everything. Then I think in the same speech, Chris, he needs to look at Mike Johnson and say, Mr. Speaker, I don't want one dime going to illegals in the form of health care, food stamps, housing, or any of this money going like the $6 billion that they're talking about. And then lastly, I think he just needs to come out and say what we all know what this is about. It's about politics. He just needs to come out and say, you know what? there's probably 15, 20, 30 million illegals in the country. There's a way to identify them. And every single one of them are going to be subtracted from the census when it comes to determining congressional apportionment. Each state, let's say California's got 8 million, New York's got 5 million. I mean, I'm just using this as an example. But we're going to go back and we're going to recalculate the population, and we're going to reallocate the 435 seats in the U.S. Congress. Because right now it's being disproportionately represented by states that have illegal aliens, and that needs to be corrected. And I know that's going to create constitutional holy hell, but it needs to be done. But people are sick and tired of this pussyfooting around. I want every single one of these illegal invaders gone. I don't care whether they've been a violent criminal or anything.
Charles, I have questions for you, okay? First off, everything you've articulated, not everything, but a lot of what you've articulated, President Trump has called for. He has called for a reformation on the census. He has called for Congress to codify his executive actions in stopping illegal immigration. He is actually also calling for the U.S. Congress to outlaw sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, saying you cannot subvert federal law. You cannot openly subvert federal law. Now, here's my question. It's not just Joe Biden that did this. How many years have we been dealing in this country with massive, uncontrolled illegal immigration?
Probably 20 years or more.
It's more like 50. It's more like a half a century. Now, can you tell me one thing the Republican-controlled Congress did during the Beijing-Biden era, the President Otto Penn era, one thing the Republicans did to stop one illegal alien from coming over that border?
They did absolutely nothing. And that's
correct.
What makes it even more disgusting.
Can you tell me what the Republican Party has done for the last 10, 20, 30, 50 years? Not Trump. Trump is America First. He's not the Republican Party. He's the America First Coalition. He took over the Republican Party. But tell me what the Republican Party has done to stop rampant, uncontrolled illegal immigration and to stop them from accessing all of our entitlements in this country. What has he done?
Nothing.
Nothing. So I would submit to you that this isn't a Democrat problem, that the Republican Party has colluded with the Democrats for over 50 years to impose illegal immigration in this country against the will of our people. You're tired. I'm tired. We've all been tired, but it still keeps happening. And I would submit to you that there is a vast majority, as we already demonstrated, of people in this country who want no more illegal immigration and no more illegal aliens. But I would also submit to you that a majority of the U.S. Congress, Republican and Democrat, do want it. And that's why we continue to have it. At Amuse, up next on the Todd Starnes Show with me, your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo.
Okay, so this is breaking news. So you and the FBI and perhaps other intelligence agencies are fully aware of this coordinated effort to attack federal law enforcement, to impede them and potentially insurrect. Uh-huh. And so there is now an open investigation into these chats and into this coordinated network.
Yeah, what
some
I can
of them
say
are fleeing. Some of them are fleeing. Some of them are very scared now. You can see their chats. They're very, very worried now that they have been exposed.
Well, they should be. If they broke the law, you should be worried. It's that simple. If you didn't break the law, there's really nothing to worry about.
Kash Patel, the FBI director on Benny Johnson's show, The Benny Show, confirming that there is an investigation into this encrypted signal chat, what I would classify as an insurrection against the United States, a conspiracy to undermine the United States government from enforcing its laws. It's 100% illegal. This signal chat is reportedly populated with Democrats, with alleged journalists, and with foreign nationals. And it's incredibly serious. It is incredibly serious, folks, that we have some in a political party in this country partnering with so-called journalists and foreign entities to undermine our ability and our federal government's ability to enforce its laws. It's absolutely crazy that this isn't a bigger story, but that's what ABC fake news, CBS fake news, and NBC fake news, and CNN and MSNBS, they're all about, right? Fake news. Let me bring on a good friend of mine, at Amuse. He is one of the biggest influencers on X, X 2.0, Free X. He is writing extensively about Signalgate, is what they're calling it. Alexander Muse, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Good afternoon.
Great to have you here on the Todd Starnes Show. Look, let's discuss what you've been writing about. I saw this, and then I saw the scope of what this, of who was participating and what their mission was. Their mission was to stop the federal government from enforcing U.S. law, and they were colluding and collaborating and coordinating on Signal Chat, an encrypted app, to do it. Tell me what you've written about. Tell me what you found.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fascinating. We've been gifted this look into this insurgency, and it's really revealing who's in the Signal Chat. So we have this private Signal Chat limited to 1,000 participants. It has everyone from Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. She's in there under an alias. We've got city council members like Arun Chaudhary. We've also got Governor Walz's advisors, Amanda Kohler, a bunch of other folks are in this, including members of the media, NPR, Reuters. So we've got this really sophisticated intelligence collecting group that are basically tracking where everyone is staying, where all federal officials are staying within the state and in Minneapolis particularly. We know when they leave those locations, and they have very sophisticated comms where they're doing a live broadcast from their cars, basically saying, these two officers have left this location, I will follow them. And then as people follow them, other people are dispatched to those locations. So the whole time this is going on, everyone is assigned roles. You might be a spotter. You might be a disruptor. Renee Good was a member of this group. She was a trained activist, taught to go in and disrupt activists. Additionally, Alex Petit was also a trained member of this group. He was dispatched to that location, obviously, as we know, carrying a gun and interfering and obstructing justice. And so it's insane. And then, as you mentioned just moments ago, it's funded by foreign malign actors. We know exactly who's funding. There's about a $600,000 fund, about 5,000 donors to this particular fund that was organized by a Canadian operative. I won't mention his name on here, but we also have a similar situation with a Chinese businessman who's connected directly to the CCP. We have these foreign malign actors basically dumping cash into this insurgency, and this insurgency is littered with Democratic operatives at the highest level.
The only reason we know about it is a conservative journalist was able to infiltrate and chronicle and expose, take screen captures, and then put it all out there. Data Republican is publishing about this. Gateway Pundit is publishing about this, and others. And Cam Higby, I think, was the journalist who did the infiltrating, wasn't it?
I think so. Cam was who I learned of the story through. And so he was screenshotting all of these encrypted communications. He had somehow infiltrated the communications and began sharing it. If you don't follow Cam Higby, follow him now on X. He's a great follow. He's breaking interesting stories. And most importantly, he's on the ground in Minnesota where this is going on. Most recently, last night, he posted a video where they attended a meditation session that was meant for people who have been working with the resistance. They needed a break from their resisting. And so they did this hilarious meditation program, and he sat in on the meditation program, and he was actually texting questions to the host, and hilarity ensued. So I would check him out if you don't follow him already.
Alexander Muse is our guest right now, folks. At Amuse on X, you can follow him. One of the most prolific posters on X, a conservative influencer. His articles are beautiful, and he's writing one such article on this. Look, I have said when I saw the scope of what they were doing and their mission, which is They are. It's Democrats in collusion with the fake news press, in collusion with foreign enemies and sometimes allies of the United States, to basically prevent the U.S. government from enforcing its own laws. There's a word for that: insurgency / insurrection. Or am I being too extreme in my evaluation of this? I mean, what else do you call a group that has come together, that coordinates and colludes to prevent the U.S. government from being able to enforce law?
It's right from the CIA handbook. It's exactly what we were doing in other countries. So if we don't like the regime or administration, we set about to destabilize them. And we've seen this happening in our country. I mean, Greg Bovino has been, I think, reassigned back to California. And
yes,
part of the strategy of these movements and these insurrections is to go after the men who enforce the law and dehumanize them and convince everyone to get rid of them. We saw it when the soldiers returned from Vietnam. We now know, because of declassified documents, that it was Russia, it was Cuba, it was China that was fomenting the hate of our soldiers. My father returned to San Francisco Airport from Vietnam, and he was spit upon and yelled at when he was in uniform. And we're seeing the same thing with ICE officers. I was at a private club last week with the number three top official at ICE, and even he was nervous about his identity being revealed. They are being ostracized, yelled at, et cetera. And it's these groups, these ICE watch groups in these signal chats, that are telling other operatives where ICE agents are and setting upon them with verbal violence and in some cases physical. And I think that's what we're going to see soon, Chris, that this is going to turn violent against them. So far, we've been lucky. We've had one officer here in my area, in the Dallas area, who was hit with a bullet by what turns out to be an Antifa representative. But these people are making it. They are dehumanizing these people such that regular, normal Democrats will feel comfortable shooting them.
Yes, yes. You know, one of these Antifa higher-ups who cross-dresses like a woman and puts on high heels, the one calling for arming up and killing ICE agents, he's claiming he's on the run. Alex, you actually went through the process of printing out the left's manual. They have a manual on how to conduct this insurgency of theirs. What's in that thing?
Yeah, thanks to Cam Higby, we've got copies of the training materials. And so the training materials are straight out of basically special forces training materials that we have here in the United States that we actually use against others, as against our enemies. And it tells you everything you do, how to protect your communications, how to assign tasks, how to compartmentalize so not everybody knows everybody else. So all of the little tactics that you might use in Afghanistan and in Iraq and any other location where we were dealing with insurgencies, we had a manual on how to deal with them, whether we were the insurgents or whether we were the anti-insurgents. And so thanks to Cam and folks like and those people on the ground out there, that we have their playbooks. We know what they're trying to do. And there are several groups. The 1776 Project is doing counterinsurgency work, where they're basically calling the numbers and reporting, you know, activities that aren't actually happening to kind of distract the ICE watch folks.
Yeah, when you talk about compartmentalizing, having one cell not knowing what the other cell is doing, so they have plausible deniability and they can't give each other up, that sounds an awful lot like a terrorist insurrection. That's terrorism 101, and that's being undertaken by elements of the Democrat Party in this country, and it's shocking. And I hope that the Trump administration sees this and decides not to retreat in the face of this insurgency, but vows to investigate and expose it. Alexander Muse, at A Muse on X, if folks want to follow you other than on Twitter, tell us what they can do. Is there a website that you have, or is it just on X?
Yeah, you can find me amuse on X.com. You can also find me amuse on Substack. I have a newsletter that I publish there, but yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I write an op-ed every day, and I work on, you know, trying to figure out what policies we should be adopting, and then I push for them. I've been posting on X since 2007, primarily conservative headlines, and, you know, I really love coming on your show and obviously now Todd, so thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Alexander Muse, folks. All right. So now I want to see what you guys, I'm going to get your feedback on what you guys have heard. This is what we're up against. We have elements of the Democrat Party now in an open insurgency. They called us insurrectionists, folks. As I have said of the Democrat socialists, every accusation is a confession. They are guilty of that which they are accusing us of. Telephone number is 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. You got Chris Salcedo in for Todd Starnes. Be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show, folks. You found me, Chris Salcedo, sitting in for Todd today. I want to go to North Carolina, WTKF, where Chris is hanging on. Chris, welcome to the program. It's me, Chris Salcedo, in for Todd Starnes. What's on your mind? Oh, he must be listening on the delay. Go ahead, Chris, if you can hear me. Go ahead, sir.
Chris?
Yes, sir.
You are a liberty-loving Latino.
Indeed.
This is a liberty-loving Polack that's been following you ever since you were born, practically.
So
that's an exaggeration, but what a disappointment when you no longer were on Newsmax.
Yeah, and those things happen in the business, you know. The contracts come to an end, and folks decide to go in different directions. That happens.
They couldn't seem to make up their mind what they're going to do. They had that ED on, and now they got Ed Henry.
That's going to be my good buddy Ed Henry's slot. So ED Hill was in there just to fill in the time until Ed could get in there full time. And I believe, from what I understand, not that I have any inside knowledge, mind you, I understand that that's going to be the permanent solution there.
I see. Well, anyway, you were always a regular, and as was Todd, and I just happened to turn my car radio on and dialing, and all of a sudden I said, hey, I know that voice, and I recognize your voice instantly and so forth. But I just wanted you to know that we really appreciated it, because I've got a lot of Texas in me. And are you still in Dallas?
I'm in North Texas. And I still broadcast in the great state of Texas, still broadcasting on the Chris Salcedo Show in Texas and beyond with the miracle of the Internet. So, yeah, the Chris Salcedo Show lives on, and the Salcedo Storm podcast is still out there. So plenty of ways to access me.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, because I want to stay in connection with you.
Well, that's since you're practically family, you know, since you've been watching me your entire life. I mean, that's in there, buddy. You're in the know. You're in the game, as they say. What do you make of what's happening in Minnesota, Chris?
Well, I have a different take on things, frankly. I mean, I'm an adjunct professor in political science, and I'm very, very keen on Islam, Marxism, and so forth, and I'm so biased against those three Muslims that happen to be in our Congress, because in my opinion, I know you didn't ask me this question, but I've got to air it. In my opinion, because they are practicing Muslims, that means that they abide by whatever the Quran tells them, and the Quran in 116 different places, in 116 different surahs at least, It commands a practicing Muslim to destroy every country, every democracy, every religion except Islam. So how in the world could they, in good faith, without committing perjury, how could they actually recite their oath of office to protect and defend the laws of the United States and the Constitution of the United States at the same time?
Well, wait a minute. So in case we're tempted to believe that's only Islam, because by the way, I have individuals I know who are Muslims who have gone through a bit of a reformation, the sect of Islam they belong to, and they have no desire to supplant the Constitution of the United States. I would submit to you that Delia Ramirez, who is a sitting member of Congress, who was born in the United States. She goes onto foreign soil and says she considers herself, as a sitting congresswoman, she considers herself to be a Guatemalan before she's an American, right? So yep. This attitude, I don't think is an attribute necessarily of Islam. I think it is an attribute that is universal among those with left-wing thought, those who are socialists and Marxists and communists at heart. That's what they all believe. So they may find common ground in the radical sects of Islam and find some good cannon fodder there. But guess what? Delia Ramirez finds loudmouth leftist Latinos out there all the time to do her bidding, right? So I think it's a mindset. If you are against a government of, by, and for the people, doesn't matter where you came from. There's a name for it in this country. Sadly, we call them Democrats.
Well, that's right. Well, that's my point. I mean, the point is, if you really do believe it and abide by the oath down to your bottom, you know, heartstrings, how can you do that if you show allegiance to another god?
This whole Sharia law thing, Chris. We are dealing with it here in the state of Texas, where we have Sharia courts. Because somebody was asleep at the switch here in Texas, Sharia court showing up in North Texas, that's 100%. Sharia is antithetical to the Constitution of the United States, incompatible. There is only one law of the land here in the United States, and Sharia-compliant courts, communist China-compliant courts and police stations, none of that garbage flies. So, yeah, none of it is compatible with being an American, which I guess is why so many leftists either encourage or look the other way when this kind of stuff happens. It's Chris Salcedo, folks. We have all of next hour for you and I to hash out what's going on in Minnesota and the president's response to it. Stick around on the Todd Starnes Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, kids, here we go. It's hour three of the Todd Starnes Show. You got me, your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo, filling in today and tomorrow. Call-in telephone number for you, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. I'm going to get to your calls right quick because we have a lot to discuss about what's happening in Minnesota, about the levels the Democrats will go to. Every accusation they've made against us turns out they're guilty of, including insurrection, including the misapplication of law. It's all them. It's what they're doing. And I gotta thank Todd for inviting me on. He kind of knew I had some time on my hands now in the afternoon. So here we go. And you know, something else that he and I have been monitoring, Todd and myself, is it's been a tough year for MyPillow. One of the toughest in history. And it's because of loyal listeners like you folks that they're still staying strong there at MyPillow. To show their appreciation, they're offering special savings for you exclusively for Todd Starnes listeners. Right now, you can get the Children's Bible Story pillow it's a five pack for just $29.98. My slippers with a free bottle of leather protectant spray for $39.98. And a variety of blankets, comforters, and duvets starting as low as $25. Plus, major blowout deal on the standard MyPillow, now only $14.98. I sleep on a MyPillow every night, my friends. And it's like sleeping on a cloud. Visit MyPillow.com. Call 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS to unlock these wholesale prices that includes the standard MyPillow, originally $49.98, and now just, as I said, $14.98. Queen sizes marked down from $18.99, and king sizes only a dollar more. You already know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, but they just announced an incredible update. Their 60-day money-back guarantee is being extended Orders placed between now and December 25th, actually now and, well, since Christmas and now, they're guaranteed extended all the way through March 1st. So make sure you keep that in mind. Promo code is STARNS, folks. Make sure you use it to get all the goodies. Okay. Speaking of goodies, let me get out of the phones. You guys are jonesing to come in and what we've been talking about. Bob is in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. Bob, welcome.
Thank you, Chris, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate your views. And my point is, why are Republicans and some conservatives are joining the liberals in accusing Secretary Noem, saying that you should wait till all the investigation is done before you make the judgment? Excuse me, I mean, from all appearances, it seems like it was a domestic terrorism. Why would somebody show up with a loaded gun at such a volatile situation? And people are forgetting. Nobody's saying that the J6 people had no chance. I mean, they put them in the jail first. And last administration, Obama, Biden, they all jumped to the conclusion right at the scene. And, you know, nobody told him to wait till the investigation is done, till you, and this just bothers me to say, why are conservatives don't have spine to say, you know what, that's what it looks like, that's what we said, and now they're cowtying.
Bob, look, I don't know of any conservative. I know plenty of Republicans out there are saying this stuff. I know of no conservative who is out there coming down on Kristi Noem. And if you find one, let me know, because if the conservatives know and understand what this game is, they know and understand what's actually happening in Minneapolis. So if you find a conservative, you got to let me know. But I am aware of Republicans on the editorial boards of the Wall Street Journal, the editorial boards and the New York Post and the New York Times, no Republicans there, are saying this stuff. And look, the messaging in the fog of war is, and this is a war. The Democrats have declared war on the rule of law and declared war on the United States. That's what an insurrection is, folks. They are saying, we don't want the United States to enforce their immigration law. So the Democrats have declared themselves other than us. They're colluding with allegedly foreign actors, enemies of the United States, to undertake this. And I understand that we ought to have our facts straight, but when these Republicans will bend over backwards to give the benefit of the doubt to every Tom, Dick, and Harry leftist out there and won't give Secretary Noem and her people on the ground some grace to get all the facts straight, when they're just being asked, they're on television all the time being asked to tell us what you know, they're telling you what they know. And so I am, as far as I know, man, there are no conservatives out there doing this. Now what do you think about what's happening in Minnesota? Do you want to see any pullback whatsoever on not only on what's going on in Minnesota, but on the country writ large? Illegal aliens don't belong here. And from this conservative's perspective, this liberty-loving Latino's perspective, they deserve to be out of here. What are your thoughts on it?
Absolutely. And they should be, you know, is basic common sense that if they're here illegally, that means they should be out of here. There's no if and buts about it. I don't know why they even, the country is at a point where we have to debate about who's a man and who's a woman. I mean, you know, they're classifying them as our neighbors, our fellow neighbors and citizens. Governor Walz said that they're killing U.S. citizens. I mean, they're deporting U.S. citizens.
That's untrue. That's not happening. Now, I know there are some who are claiming, wait a minute, I belong there. And the administration has looked at everybody with a deportation order. They looked at this, a couple of individuals' claims saying, no, you have no legal predicate to call yourself a U.S. citizen. You can't vote. You are not here legally. You're gone. So, I mean, and that is our government's determination to make. And the leftists want to side with the illegal aliens, saying, well, they're as pure as the wind-driven snow. Well, frankly, folks, if they were, they wouldn't be illegal aliens now, would they?
And what I mean by conservatives, those who were claimed to be conservatives, Republican politicians, they used to be. Now they are not in politics and yet claiming to be conservatives. And that's what I mean by those conservatives, people who hold very, very conservative values across the board, generally. But when it comes to this, then they are kind of, they are not, my point is, Democrats will be we throw you in jail first. Unashamedly, they'll commit crimes, illegal, unconstitutional things.
Yep.
And here we are, Republicans, or, well, you know, they're afraid to take action against criminals.
Yeah, where was the Wall Street Journal, Bob? Where was the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and the New York Post when Beijing Biden was denying American citizens due process, throwing them in the Washington, D.C. gulag, praying grandmas? Where was the call for caution? Where was the call to tap the brakes or do a reset? None of that. None of that for American citizens. Oh, no. But when it comes to illegal aliens, all stops must be pulled out so that we can accommodate criminal illegal aliens and do it the right way. I am sick and tired of Americans being treated as second-class citizens in our own country. Thank you for the call, my man. I appreciate it. Folks, telephone number here is 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. We'll take more of your phone calls on the other side of the break. On the Todd Starnes Show, my name is Chris Salcedo, your liberty-loving Latino. Be right back. Welcome back. It's the Todd Starnes Show, folks. And you got me, Chris Salcedo, filling in. ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com for all of my social media hookups. You want to drop me an email about what we discussed today or about something else completely different, go ahead and feel free. Those of you with questions on Newsmax, I have a Substack out on this. I've got videos on YouTube out on this. I've tried to be as transparent and accessible as possible. For those of you wanted to know, you know, what the deal was with my exodus from Newsmax. So I'm trying to get all the information out there and sending emails to folks, and hopefully we can dispel the mystery before too long. Now, I want to play something for you folks. An occupier of the Oval Office who was responding to the Democrats' current objections to getting rid of criminal illegal aliens. Now, this man got the nickname Deporter-in-Chief. His name was Barack Hussein Obama. And Barack Hussein Obama was called Deporter-in-Chief because when a border agent stopped an illegal alien wannabe at the border and said, you can't come in here illegally, they counted that as a deportation. That's how he got the reputation of being the Deporter-in-Chief. He was basically conning all of you union folks out there, because you union folks are getting your unions busted by all the illegal aliens being brought in by Republicans and Democrats to, you know, take away your jobs. And of course, the Democrats want them to change the complexion of this society, not reverent and adherent to the Constitution. The Republicans want the cheap labor, and ta-da, America is screwed. But Barack Hussein Obama giving lip service to his alleged policies, which turned out to not to be true, but it doesn't make the words any less true, what he was uttering. This is a response to all you Democrats out there saying, come on, man, you can't deport all illegal aliens. You got to have some illegal aliens in the country.
There are those in the immigrants' rights community who have argued passionately that we should simply provide those who are illegally with legal status, or at least ignore the laws on the books and put an end to deportation until we have better laws. And often this argument is framed in moral terms. Why should we punish people who are just trying to earn a living?
Why should we punish Americans who abide by the law and expect everybody else, including their government, to live by the law? Which, by the way, folks, if your government didn't want illegal immigration, it wouldn't be here. There are governments all over planet Earth that can stop illegal immigration. Hell, President Trump just proved you can do it. You can stop illegal immigration. The reason why we have an upward an estimated 25, 35 million illegal aliens in this country is because Republicans and Democrats colluded to make it so. Period. That's why.
I recognize the sense of compassion that drives this argument.
There is no compassion by allowing illegal aliens to harm and exploit law-abiding American citizens. No compassion whatsoever. It is not compassionate for a country to ignore its laws, harming its own citizen, harming its own citizens. There is no compassion there. It's an utter betrayal.
But I believe such an indiscriminate approach would be both unwise and unfair. It would suggest to those thinking about coming here illegally that there will be no repercussions for such a decision. And this could lead to a surge in more illegal immigration. And it would also ignore the millions of people around the world who are waiting in line to come here legally. Ultimately, our nation, like all nations, has the right and obligation to control its borders and set laws for residency and citizenship.
Duh.
And no matter how decent they are, no matter their reasons, the 11 million who broke these laws should be held accountable.
Sorry. 11 million. Even back then, it's a farcical number. It's been 11 million for decades, and tens of thousands of illegal aliens every single year have been allowed to infiltrate our country by both Republicans and Democrats. Let me get to Jerry, who's in Iowa. Jerry, I appreciate your patience. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show with me, Chris Alcedo. What's going on?
Bless you, Chris. So years ago, I attended a civil war in Central America, not as a combatant, but kind of sneaking around a little bit as a Christian, because in some places you had to sneak around as a Christian because it could be hazardous to your health.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to comment that people who think that they're going to hide in the middle on this conflict here and not declare their loyalty, and what you don't understand is there are already community organizers embedded now in your city, and they're creating lists. And you think you're not going to declare your loyalty. Well, eventually you're going to be on one list or the other. And mm-hmm. I know this sounds crazy, but the goal has always been to get to El Norte. And by the way, aside, I did learn Spanish from a Cuban lawyer who did organize against Castro. But if you think you're going to ride the middle and not choose sides, well, you're going to be rudely surprised, because communists do not like Christians, Jews, or pro-Americans. I think the scripture says, you know, well, I think the solution to all this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It really is. And in the end, you're going to have to choose this day whom you will serve. And it's going to be more than just inside the four walls of the church, because they are coming after you. You don't know it yet. And I hate that this happened to my country. I was told when I was in Central America, I said, the communists, they said, you will never attack the U.S. from the outside. It will have to be an infiltration, and you'll have to get the Democrats and the Republicans hating each other. It'll take a while, but someday, somebody, and this was told to me years ago, somebody will roll a grenade into a mall in Texas, and when it blows up in slow motion, then the two sides will begin to kill each other. Sooner or later, you're going to have to decide if you're going to do anything to be on one side or the other. And I'm passionate about this. I just didn't know I would live to see the day when the Marxists were truly going to get this far. And people are going to have to take a stand. So
thank you for the call. And if only we had a robust Republican Party. If only we had, I mean, right now the Republican Party can't even unite to oppose socialism. Do you realize that? They, if there was an initiative on the floor to ban socialism and communism from the United States from ever infiltrating government, we couldn't get all the Republicans to vote for it. Because right now, all of these proposed laws that would codify the America First agenda into law, they're being opposed not by Democrats, but by complicit Republicans like John Cornyn, Republicans like Mitch McConnell, like Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, the Adam Crying Kinsingers of the world, the Paul Ryans of the world. That's really what's going on. And there's a new political divide in this country, kids. It's not Republican-Democrat. If only our two-party system wasn't a farce. Right now, there is a divide in this country, the only divide. It's America first and America last. And there are political members of each political party on both sides of this. So the caller was right. Jerry was right about one thing. Sooner or later, you're going to have to come down on a side. And as for me, as for this American, I'm going to come down on the side of my country, the United States, the Constitution, the rule of law, where we in the conservative movement have always been. And but I think there are going to be some people that have to choose. Republicans. You Republicans are going to have to choose your voters, your country, over your love and devotion to Democrats. You're really going to have to choose. All right. I've got a lot of calls stacking up here, folks, so I will promise to get to more of your phone calls on the other side. Telephone number is 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. You got the Todd Starnes Show and me, Chris Salcedo. Be right back. Yes, indeed you do. Welcome back, everybody. You found Chris Salcedo filling in for Todd Starnes on the Todd Starnes Show. Got a full bank of calls. I've got to get your phone calls in. Just want to remind you of one thing. The First Amendment, as you all know, is under attack. As somebody who's in the press and the media my entire career, I've noticed this. But did you know that you can help protect your constitutional rights just by using that old cell phone of yours? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless phone provider. They will always support freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And that's why I am a proud partner, and Todd Starnes is a proud partner with Patriot Mobile. I'm a Patriot Mobile customer. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage that you've been accustomed to without funding left-wing cell phone carriers out there. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support organizations like First Liberty, Alliance Defending Freedom, Concerned Women for America, and a whole lot more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching very easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade if you want. Their team will help you find the best plan that fits all of your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's T-O-D-D, or call them, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Todd, T-O-D-D. Join Todd, join me, your liberty-loving Latino. Make the switch today, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give him a ring, 972-PATRIOT. All right, let's see, how do it's a really weird system that we've got today, folks, for all of our phone calling screening and all this kind of stuff, letting me know who's on hold. So let's go to Jake in Memphis. Jake, what do you say?
Hey, how you doing? Name's Chase.
Oh, Chase. Hey, Chase.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good. I just had a few different things. I think, you know, even you and Todd, I believe a lot of conservatives are going about this all wrong. I think it's a lot more serious than we even try to talk about. And honestly, I think we're already in a war. We're already in here. And I think conservatives aren't doing enough. I don't think Donald Trump's doing enough. Right now, the Insurrection Act should have already happened. When you had piss bottles and rocks being thrown at your federal officers,
yes,
National Guard should have been federally deployed, and Trump should have done more to take care of the problem now. Because here's the situation. We know most American voters are uneducated. Most American voters vote with their emotions and not with their brain and their logic. A lot of them don't have the IQ to vote with. That's why you see all these low IQ neighborhoods and low IQ people being the ones that Democrats go at. They try to play with their emotions, promise them a bunch of stuff that can't happen, won't happen, but they're stupid, so they fall for it and they vote Democrat. Been doing it the last 30, 40 years.
70 years. 70 years.
I'm 37, so I'm going off my life. But my biggest thing is we're not doing enough. And my biggest fear is Trump's not doing enough. We're not doing enough as conservatives. And in 2028, election comes around, Democrats win. It's going to be way worse than we could have imagined under Biden.
Oh, sure.
They are
sure.
Attack. I mean, I'm one of the people, you can look me up on Facebook, this Chase tweet on Facebook. I have probably been banned on Facebook records numbers of times. I get banned every day.
Well, Chase, I don't want to toot my own horn here, but today, just in our visit today on the Todd Starnes Show, I have said that the Democrats are undertaking an insurrection against the government of the United States. I mean, it's pretty lofty, but I will say this. I have one mission this year. It is to make sure that leftists don't have control over me and mine or you and yours ever again. You know why? Because I saw what they did the last time they got power. And it was abhorrent. It was terrible. Completely anti-American. You're right on the Insurrection Act. The people that voted for the rule of law to be restored, it shouldn't be subjected to an election year. It should be something that is consistent. So I take your lament that we ought to be doing more. Now, let me ask you this. How much engagement have you undertaken in your particular neighborhood to get people together and say that you're going to send a message to your elected representative and tell them they better start voting the right way? They better start doing things to codify the America First agenda into law rather than just executive orders. How much have you done?
I've done a little bit on social media. I went out and actually publicly spoke a few times in my area I live in. I live around DeSoto County. I've spoke a few times there. I've done a little bit as far as trying to write letters to representatives in Mississippi and things of that nature.
What about your own? Let me ask you, who is your congressperson?
The congressperson
for where you live. Yes, where you live.
Really, right now, we just had an election, and I'm wanting to say my new, I literally am not kidding, I just moved to a new house last week.
Okay.
Trent Kelly should be mine still. I'm looking up my address right now to make sure it didn't switch over, because we live right there on that line.
Right.
Still Trent Kelly. But it is still Trent Kelly.
Yeah, so you know who you're, and this is what I would tell everybody. Find out who your representative in Congress is. Find out who your senators are. Find out who your representative and senator to your state house is. And those are the people that you need to be putting a lot of pressure on, because it's their job to protect you, not criminal illegal aliens, you. And as you're organizing, as you're bringing to bear your social media presence and getting an action plan together, take some of your fellow citizens with you. And that's when you start letting these elected officials know that when you start getting 100, maybe 1,000 people that are pledging to vote a certain way, if your elected representative isn't representing you, that's when you start getting their attention. And that, and in particular, in an election year. Thank you for the call, brother. I appreciate it. And keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on organizing. Keep on preaching it. Get out there and organize. That's how we change things. When we make life more difficult for these politicians in Washington and in our own neighborhoods, we make it difficult for them to sit on their duffs and do nothing, right? That's when we start getting results. Let me go to Gary in Spring, Texas. Gary, welcome.
Hey, how's it going there, Chris? Man, it is good to hear you in a different venue today.
Well, thank you kindly, Gary. You are listening in Spring, Texas, so you're listening on 920. What's the haps? What do you got on your mind today?
Okay, this is what I want to talk about, Chris. I believe that a lot of folks probably think that Donald Trump may have caved, but I have a different theory, and it's just my opinion, my conjecture. And that is, I believe, I read where Walt called Donald Trump.
The president said that, yes.
Yeah, and since he called him, I heard about the signal chats that they had that got busted and found out about the lefties taking off running. And they all go all the way back to who you call AWOL. So I think what happened is AWOL knows he's in trouble. Now he wants to cooperate and give Donald Trump the criminals, so to speak.
Well, Gary, first off, AWOLs is not, I don't want to give the implication that AWOLs is implicated in this signal chat conspiracy to subvert the government of the United States. I don't want to give that impression, number one. But number two, I did say as much in the beginning, there's two ways to interpret what's going on. That President Trump laid down the law saying, hey, if you don't get this under control, I am going to double the surge. I'll give you something. I'll send Bovino out, and I'll bring in Tom Homan. But you have got to get your local officials and your local constabulary to start giving us support, or else I'm going to double the presence, and we're really. You think this surge has been tough on your illegal activity there in Minnesota? Wait till you see what's coming. So let's leave Gary room that for that possibility as well. And we did. And it's all depending on how you're looking at this. So you think President Trump got AWOLs and Jacob Fry to finally acquiesce? Is that what you think?
I think it's because, like you say, I believe, and based upon the way this article is written, I believe that that they're saying it can go all the way up, too. And he found out, and now he wants to talk kindly all of a sudden, because it is believed, based upon this article I read, that he and Fry's implemented, because it goes all the way up to the top of the food chain. So since that happened, he called Trump. Trump didn't call him. And so now all of a sudden he's ready to relieve the criminals and cooperate. This is what I believe is going on, because of the fact that he's then Trump trying to save face for him by saying, oh, we're on the same wavelength. We're just we agree on this and that. I think he was just doing that just to try this out and say, okay, I'm going to give you a chance. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump told him, look, we know this about you. We know this. We got this information. If you don't do what I want in this situation, this is going to happen. But I'm going to cover you. But if you stab me in the back, I'm going to put down 15,000 more troops every day, and I'm coming into your place, and I'm going to tear it up.
So, it could be.
So what you're saying, I agree with. But I still think it's deeper than that. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just giving my opinion. And that is, I believe Trump knows a little bit more, because these people got busted. Now they want to run to Cuba and everywhere else while they're running. And while they had their signature giving out all the information and license plate numbers and all that. So I think what it is AWOL know he's been, that the cover's blown, and it could possibly. We don't know for sure, but it could possibly, with me personally, I'm saying for me, he knows it's going to get back to him. Why would you call Trump first if you can't stand him and we need to go up against him in the government?
I would submit to you that Governor AWOLS knew the writing was on the wall when he pulled out of the race, when he knew that the corruption and fraud scandal that has gripped his state, because as the Chris Salcedo Show says, fraud equals Democrat, or Democrat equals fraud. Wherever you find a Democrat in charge, you're going to find fraud. And so I think AWOLS was already, you know, pretty much caught as far as that is concerned. And now you're looking at potential insurrection against the government of the United States. Don't forget, Tim AWOLS sat out there and declared that he was at war with President Trump. And maybe legal got involved. I don't know, Matt. Gary, thank you for the call. Maybe legal sent Governor AWOLS saying, hey, here's all your public statements. It's a good case for insurrection. Now we got the signal chat idiocy going on, and now you've got your stand-down orders that everybody knows that are out there. And online, folks, I'm seeing some postings today that all of a sudden the Minneapolis Police Department is actually acting to actually enforce the law. Maybe there's something to what Gary was saying. All right, folks, we've got more phone calls to get to here on the Todd Starnes Show. My name is Chris Salcedo, filling in, and if you want to get in some last words, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926, Todd Starnes Show with me, Chris Salcedo. Don't go anywhere. Okay, folks. Glad you made it back. I am your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love my country, love my state, the United States of America, and the great state of Texas, where I am broadcasting to you from today. Back out of the phones we go, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Mike, Morehead City, North Carolina. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chris, thank you for taking my call. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and I've tuned into you when you went to the 5 o'clock slot on Newsmax, And immediately you went to the top of the list over Carl and Rob Squared. You look sharp, but the questions you would hammer your politicians with, you wouldn't let them get off the hook. It was fantastic. Held their feet to the fire. Thank you. But my question today is the filibuster. Now, I'm in here in North Carolina, and I didn't write to Tillis. He's gone. He's out in November, and he's worthless. But I wrote to Bud, and Bud sent me back a totally squish answer.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we can't get rid of the filibuster because, you know, then if we're not in power, then we wouldn't have the ability to use it.
Right.
And
right.
I love what you said. It's not Repub and Dem. It's America first or America last. And the Democrats, it's all out warfare. They've come out and said when they get back in power, they'll get rid of the filibuster. They'll fill the Supreme Court. They'll do everything as radical as the last administration under Biden. But I wanted to get your thoughts on that because this is our time to act. You know, I mean, if it's a war, let's use the weapons of war, and our filibuster is a great one. You know, they say the Senate is the place where legislation goes to die. Johnson's House has sent over 200 significant pieces of legislation to the Senate, and they've acted on nothing.
Yes.
And here we're a whole year into the first Trump administration. And, you know, people say, well, Trump hasn't done this, and Trump, Thune, who's another squish, won't get anything done.
True.
And so
true.
I think I just wanted to talk to you and get your thoughts on that, the filibuster,
well,
and where we are with that.
On the filibuster, look, there is no constitutional predicate for the filibuster to exist. And as you've rightly pointed out, the first thing the Democrats will do when they get in, if they get power, which, by the way, it seems Senator Thune is working overtime to make sure the Democrats take over the United States Senate, because, as you rightly point out, over 200 pieces of legislation are languishing, Republican legislation languishing in the so-called Republican-controlled Senate. They have not done any work, to my knowledge, because it was Senator Kennedy in November who was saying they've been sitting on their duffs for 5 months at that time, and not working on the second reconciliation bill. So it seems that Operation Run Out the Clock is in full force, and that's exactly what John Thune is doing in collusion and collaboration with Democrats. And what's missing, in my opinion, is Republicans on the House side calling these people out by name, basically saying, we'd love to get some stuff done, but the Senate. Now, look, I hope you wrote back to your senator. Was it Ted Budd? And you oh. said to him, when you said, man, hey, look, the minute the Democrats get in there, you're telling me that you want to be able to use the filibuster. They're going to get rid of it if they get power back. And they're going to get power back if you continue to do nothing to advance and solidify to protect us, the America First agenda. That's the whole reason why we want you to do these things. Because we saw what Democrats did the last time they were in power. They abused the system. They violated our constitutional rights. And it's sick and sad. Mike, great call. Thank you very much for the inspiration to go on that little bit of rant. Let's go to Georgia next. Rick, you're the last call. What's going on, man?
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Chris, I'm a moderate Democrat. I know you don't get to talk to us much. I'll be as honest as I can with you. The immigration part, you know, you've heard of taking the good with the bad. Well, in this case, you take the bad. We have to take the bad with the good. Yeah, there's some people that's going to come in here, the bad hombres, but y'all figured us out, but there's nothing you can do about it. Yes, we have brought all these people in. Biden brought all these people in. Yes, and we're going to, the Supreme Court is not going to take them out of the census. So we're going to turn blue states bluer. We're going to turn purple states blue, and we're going to turn red states purple. And
that's the game plan, man. That's the game plan. That's what they're planning on doing. I wouldn't bet on the Supreme Court just yet making that decision. Folks, I'll be back tomorrow. Todd Starnes' show, Chris Salcedo filling in, and we'll continue this conversation. Bye.